Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 25th of June 2018, and this is the 829th Moll Out Loud podcast. I've just cycled up the hill from Qigong. It's dark, but not that cold. And on the way home, I stopped at the post office because I had a card in the letterbox telling me that I had something to pick up. And it is my change of name, or my reverting my name back to my birth name, reclaiming the name that I was given. And at last it has come through. It's been several weeks, and it is another step in the process of getting my passport so that I can travel later in the year. It's been a very, very long protracted, I think, rather than long process getting this passport. But this feels like one step closer, and I'm really glad. And it was so nice seeing the envelope with my proper name on it. It's good to reclaim that name. So I'm celebrating with you the change back, change away from the name I didn't ever really intend to keep. It's quite grounding having that, sort of these roots carrying back to my birth. And it's a good thing to have that today, because today has not been a very grounded day. Well, it's been grounded in the sense that I've been at home, but a bit lethargic and really not very fit for human consumption. I often seem to forget that Mondays are my day off, and so I end up not doing very much, which was one of the reasons that I decided to take Mondays off in the first place, was because I often found that I didn't do very much. And so I felt that if I gave myself Mondays off, then I could enjoy those Mondays rather than feeling as if I'd sort of failed at them. But now what I'm finding I'm often doing is forgetting that they are my days off, and so still feeling a bit as if I'm failing at them. It's a very odd feeling. I think I need to write myself a big note. Anyway, I'm very glad that I had Qigong this afternoon, late this afternoon. So I was roused from my lethargy, and there's nothing quite like being on a bike and needing to be alert to all the traffic and being out in the cold, although it wasn't that cold, but coldish. I think it was probably about 8 degrees, and heading off, and then having this hour and a half of Qigong. I feel really so much better tonight than I did this morning. I had a really lovely weekend not ringing at the moment with my arm, but being with the ringers and organising the service ringing, and going to the market, and a lovely walk on Knock Lofty in the afternoon with a friend who has just come back from a walk of several days in the desert, so a very, very different experience in the Australian desert. So that was lovely, hearing about her walk and how different it was, and and learning from that very, very different landscape and the indigenous sense of place up in Central Australia. So I was kind of, taking that in, experiencing that vicariously, I suppose. But also over the last 3 days, I think I probably mentioned on Friday, I've been listening to Dorothy Sayers' Gaudy Night, and it's set in Oxford in the 1930s and in a women's college. And I read this book every couple of years, perhaps. It's one of my favourites, probably one of my three favourite books. And I was trying to work out today why I liked it so much. And I think there's something about a slower pace then that has allowed the writer to explore both intellectual and emotional arguments in a slower way. It's a lot about mind and heart, but it's very funny as well, and very moving. And I suppose it's also a life that I feel drawn to, an academic life. Not that I regret the life that I do have, and I have been able to have at least some level of an academic life, but just that desire to think intellectually, but also not wanting to lose one's capacity to feel, and sometimes they feel mutually exclusive. The version I was listening to is read by, well, it isn't a version, it is a full reading by Ian Carmichael, who in a televised version of it plays one of the lead characters. So he feels very much the right person to read it. I've been listening to it on YouTube, which it just means I have to put up with the advertisements, and it's also separated into seven parts and then not always sequential when they come up on YouTube. So one has to kind of keep a bit of an eye on when one section finishes and then find the next one. Having said that, it really feels a very small price to pay for something that is so pleasurable to listen to. And actually listening to it makes me want to read it straight away as well, because there's so much to stop and think about. So that's me for today, and I do hope that you've had a good day. I hope you've had a bit of a better most of your day than I seem to have managed. But if not, I hope there have been some redeeming features to it. Hope you've been able to engage a bit with whatever's most important to you. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.